Elul is a famous thing which the early Rishonim write about. Elul is the words of a pasuk, Ani l'doidi, l'doidi li, l'shir ashirim, I am to my love, and the love is to me. It makes the words Elul, Aleph, Ani is the Aleph, L'doidi is the Lamed, V'doidi li is the Vav and Lam, makes Elul, and has four yuds, Ani, L'doidi, L'doidi has four yuds at the end. Because the Shchodesh Elul till Yom Kippur is exactly 40 days. So the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up, the last 40 days to get the second Luchos, and he came down in Yom Kippur, and Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael for the Chet Egel. That's how Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement. So there's a very, very deep lesson on the Nachman Breslov that we could talk hours about. But one of the things that I would like to address today, which Nekita Halachos continuously emphasizes this. Every person in life has ups and downs. That's very important. Your Shalom Bayis has ups and downs. Your Parnasa has ups and downs. You yourself, one day you like yourself, and the other day you don't like yourself. You know, we have our ups and we have our downs. Certain days you feel great. It's Ani L'doidi, I'm to my love. I always tell people, when you're in love, you got to say, I love. Not love you, but it's got to be, ah, you feel great, I love you. That's Ani L'doidi. L'doidi li means when you're down, and we do have downs. You have to tell yourself that Hashem loves you. And Rav Nachman says, you have to be an expert in the ups and downs. The better you are an expert at it, the better your tshuva is, and the more stronger you'll be with yourself, more determined, the more you will grow, you won't give up. Now, this is very, very important, because that most of us struggle with doidi li. That means when we slip, and we're down in the dumps, and then we need to tell ourselves, Hashem really loves me. V'doidi li. It's not only He loves me, Rav Nachman explains in the Torah, the Shem Havaya literally shines into you. Now, I always try to explain this. I've said this so often, but I'll just say it again, that, you know, whatever you work out in the summer, you go out and you're working, gardening, you feel all sweat up, all dirty. You walk into the house, you think the whole world is dirty. You take a shower, you feel clean, and you think the whole world is clean. That the world is just as dirty, just as clean. It's your projection. Sometimes when we're down, we make a wrong projection of ourselves. We don't have an honest way to look at ourselves. With great honesty, if you want to look at yourself, it is not your dirty. You have to tell yourself with doidi li that Hashem truly loves you. The truth is that Hashem truly, truly loves you. It's not an exaggeration. It's like a child feels terrible, got into an argument with a parent. And the child thinks at that moment, he feels so terrible, probably my parent don't like me. That's not true. The love of your parent, the determination that you want is there. So the trick of life is, when you're down, to know that Hashem loves you. That's Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. It is very, very important, because we all have ups and downs. And the better you understand your ups and downs, the much better person you are. It's not just a relationship with Hashem. A relationship with your wife and your children, people around you. Because, you know, when I was raising my children, I used to tell them, if you know, I'm not in the mood to do the dishes. And I used to tell them that if I'm not in the mood, then mommy and Tati is not going to go to work and earn a living. We're just not in the mood. Well, somehow children slowly get to it. The truth is, when you got it, when you're down, you got to tell yourself the same thing. It's not as bad as the Yetzer Hara makes you sound. Because when you're down, and you did something wrong, all of a sudden, the Yetzer Hara becomes such a frump guy he makes, and he says, you're a loser. You're just a loser. And that's not true. That he distorts reality. The truth is, we are humans, we make a mistake. But Rav Nachman explains that you must be an expert on your own ups and downs. Because every person has suffered from different things that make him come down. I recently had someone came talk to me, and he said he was so down because in his business, and he was haggling with someone. So I was thinking to myself, there are people who love to do it from morning to night, to haggle in business. But for this person, it shook him up for some reason. So, what for one person is a challenge, other person, it's nothing. One person, you know, you said something, they're so sensitive, get insulted. See, but Rav Nachman Shrine, you have to be a bucky and expert. The more you know yourself, the more comfortable you are with yourself. The self-knowledge is extremely important. But what Rav Nachman is teaching here, and I want to say something very, very important, which many people don't get this well. Part of Chassidus, and really it's not Chassidus, it's Moshe Rabbeinu taught in the Torah, is to give yourself healthy thoughts. See, our mind flies. Sometimes it has silly thoughts. Suicidal thoughts people suffer. People suffer from Yetzer Hara thoughts, sexual thoughts. People suffer. That's not the real thing. It's not the real, just fleeing thoughts. So a person, the better he understands himself. This is what I am. This is my shortcoming. This is what brings me down. And if I'm down, I'm depressed. It's not the end of the world. It will lift. And what Rav Nachman says, think of good thoughts. That's the famous teaching, Azamru Lalekai Be'oidi. I sing to Hashem with the good points about myself. You got to look at yourself and say, I am Jewish. And I believe in Hashem. And I want to do tshuva. I mean, just to find the good things that I did a mitzvah, all of a sudden Yetzer Hara says, your mitzvahs are nothing. Because he's such a firm guy, every mitzvah that you did, every word of Torah, or every bracha you made today, is great. Don't diminish it. It is super great. So, this is what Rav Nachman says, you got to think healthy thoughts. So, the more a person does it, the more they could grow. They could take the challenge of life. They're not so afraid. They're not so brittle. And he says, Elul is mesugal for this, that a person should and becomes, the month of Elul helps a person. Now, why is this important, Elul? Let me explain something. Most people don't grow spiritually. Most people don't do tshuva because they feel they have ups and downs and they give up. Most people, they come to praise, this is me, forget it. They don't want to grow. That's called yish. And the truth is, you're never allowed to give up. You have to find and push. I tell people, the sweetest thing in life is when a person disciplines themselves. You discipline yourself, you want to work on yourself, you want to speak less gossip, you want to do the right thing, you want to grow spiritually. But people don't because the ups and downs they have in life. So, Chodesh Elul is the month that helps us deal with our ups and our downs. And the most important thing is when you're down, is to tell yourself over and over again, Hashem really loves me. But doidili means he's in love with me. You know, you ever watch small children? And they could get in a horrible mood. And they say, you know, you don't love me. And the mother's trying to kiss her. Nah, you don't love me. They're in a horrible mood. But the truth is, you know, as a parent, you'll do anything for the child. This is my child. But the child right now is not receptive. We are adults also that way. When we get into this horrible mood, we think that the world is against us. We're not lovable. You have to tell yourself, yes, Hashem loves me. And if you could take this into yourself, this is called doi dili, you'll be much stronger. You know, love strengthens a person. You know that. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem chizki. When I'm in love with Hashem, I'm strong. Generally, good moods makes a person strong. You know, young people in love, they're much more aggressive and loving, being loved and loved. And you know, this is very important, what Rav Nachman teaches, but doing dili. So the trick is, most people, they get into a bad mood, they're just okay, wallow in the mood. The trick is to bring into yourself healthy thoughts. I am now depressed. I am down in the dumps. And whatever thoughts every person goes through, and they tell yourself, bring healthy thoughts into yourself. And the healthy thoughts, that Nachman says, is to find good things about yourself. And tell yourself, God loves me. So, you know, there's so much, this is a very, very important thing. You know, when a person feels good about himself, you know, this is a vicious cycle. People love them. And when you love, you feel also good about yourself. It works, you know, feeds on its own. You know, where a person, you know, certain people are lovable, right? Certain people, you know, they come to, I mentioned, I one of my children is that, but you just, she was growing up and, you know, everyone just, she felt everyone loves her. She had a good sense of herself. It works both ways. You have to develop not a negative sense about yourself. Now, one of the ways how to develop a good sense of yourself is to admit to your own shortcomings. Yes, I have shortcomings. I am human. And I mess up. And I ask Hashem to forgive me. That's very, very important. It's not insignificant. It says, because we... The Nachman in another place says, when you do tshuva, you bring out the negative things out of you. Because when you do a sin, you bring a negative tumah into yourself. The loisis say yov. And when you say to Hashem, I'm really, really sorry. And you say what you're sorry about, you purge the koicha tumah that's in you. No, I'm sorry always works. You should know that. I joke with people that, so, you know, that in the many instances I watched, I say a story over, and I had someone, it's a long story, but I watched someone confronted him, and he was going to beat him up. The guy says, you know, you're 100% right, I'm sorry. And it just deflated the whole situation. So, now, one of the things that people have to understand, that the Rebbein Shem gave us this 40 days, especially Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, we should do tshuva. Tshuva means that you really regret what you did. Now, it's very hard, out of the blue, you're going to wake up tonight or tomorrow morning and say, you know, I really messed up, I regret. You have to take time for yourself, sit down and say, what have I done this year? We all live the whole year. Ask, don't be afraid to ask the question. I did this and this was not right. Not right? Maybe I have to change it. And not to be afraid to say, I made a mistake and Rebbeinu Shloilam, here I am. I really regret what I did. In life, that's what, when we meet other people, the sincerity of the regret, will you forgive? See, in order a person should regret what they did, is first and for all is to take responsibility. One of the hardest things for us humans is to say, I'm really at fault what I did. It's very difficult. None of us like to feel like a loser. I recently asked a dentist, did you have ever a patient say to you, my teeth are so bad because I don't brush them? You know what everyone says to the dentist? I have genetic problems. No one says to the dentist, you know, you're not really right. I should floss better, wash better, clean better. I'm my own fault. People don't like to take responsibility for anything. It's a challenge. It's a maturity. And it takes time and effort. So we have to sit down and let's, you know, Rosh Hashanah is coming. You know what is amazing about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Is Hashem says, say to me, I'm sorry, and I'm going to wipe the slate clean. Isn't that amazing? And I'm going to hug you. Now, often we want to pick up the phone and say to someone, I'm sorry, afraid he might hang up the phone on us. He says, please, Hashem, I was waiting for you, Hashem is telling us. But the I'm sorry has to come. You have to sit down. It doesn't come by itself and meditate over it. This is what I did wrong. It's wrong. I should change it. How do I change it? And then say, Ribbono shel Olam, I regret what I did. And the more you feel the love of Hashem to you, how much Hashem loves you, the more you regret what you did. See, imagine you hurt someone and then you realize the person really loves you. Unbelievable. Wow. I mean, this is what I did to you? And it really makes you cringe. So it really takes time to say, I'm sorry. It doesn't come by itself. And the more you're sorry, the more you regret, the cleaner your soul becomes. Then Reb Nachman says over here, I want to explain this because it's very, very important. This is a very, very powerful Torah, especially nowadays when people talk a lot about this. Every person has to have self-respect. Just like we breathe, we need to breathe, we need to eat, we need to feel respected and respect, and that is part of your psychic that you need that. So Reb Nachman says a very, very, very deep Kabbalistic thing. The Zohar says that the kovod that a person has, if he doesn't do tshuva, he feels like he does not belong there. We don't belong in this world. I say over a story. Many years ago, I was at a wedding. I sit down at the rabbi's table, and there's a next to me sits a rabbi with a long beard. And I see he's very uncomfortable, extremely uncomfortable. I try to get into conversation. It's not going. I ask him, are you because of the chassan? He mumbles. For the kala, he mumbles. I couldn't figure out. About 20 minutes later, he says to me, I want to tell you something. I'm not from the chassan. I'm not from the kala. I'm a meshulach. I was hungry. I came to the wedding and I was eating. It made sense why he was so uncomfortable. He didn't belong there. Now, no one knew about it. I just noticed that he's uncomfortable. If he would act comfortable, he was because doesn't belong there. Reb Nachman says when a person sins, sort of his neshama feels it, he doesn't feel a sense of belonging. You don't belong over here. The second you do tshuva, there's a name of Hashem that's called Ekya. Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey. That's the name Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Jewish nation when it took him out of Mitzrayim. That name of Hashem means, I am prepared to be. The Jewish nation was not a nation yet. And he says, I am redeeming you with this name of Hashem. This name of Hashem shines that I am prepared to be. You're not a nation yet. You were not born. I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. This name of Hashem is the second a person wants to do tshuva, that name of Hashem shines on the person. And you are right now prepared to be. And because once you start doing tshuva, you feel a sense, I do belong here. And he explains in one of the interesting Kabbalistic terms, if you write the name of Hashem, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, if you write it backwards, meaning so you write an Aleph, then you write Aleph Hey, then you write Aleph Hey Yud, you have Aleph Hey Yud Hey, is Gematria exactly 44, blood. So the Zohar says a very interesting thing about this. The Zohar explains that the Yetzirah represents in the left chamber of the heart. This is a long discussion, maybe another time, what's the left chamber. The Yetzirah, you know, the heart has two chambers. In the left chamber of the heart is where the Yetzirah resides. That's Dam. That means Dam makes it, the blood makes it that you are not willing to change. The Yetzirah is strong and I'm not changing. So when a person does tshuva, then slowly that Yetzirah goes away. So Rav Nachman says a very, very interesting thing, which the Rizal talks about. If someone insults you, do not answer him. Because if you don't answer him, the insult, what he insulted you, take in the pain, will cleanse you unbelievably. The Rizal says that if we would know how great the cleansing of the soul is from being insulted, we would look for it in the streets, in a marketplace. It's more worth than who knows how much fasting. So I'm not telling you guys to go out and insult yourself. But, you know, life goes on. People will say things, you get insulted. Don't say anything. See, the word dam, blood, if you change the vowels, it becomes doim. Doim in Hebrew means to be quiet. V'yidoim aharon. And if a person is quiet, he will slowly push away the Yetzer Hara. See, what you have to remember, everyone, Jewish soul, wants to do the right thing. Deep, deep down your soul, it's called the Nekudah HaTova. Rav Nachman speaks about. We all have a spark that deep inside of us, we want to do the right thing. The Hasidic Sforim say that Tishna, I think it's Elul, is the Mazel Psula. Mazel Psula means it represents the purity. Simple. Every Jewish soul has inside of them a pure thing, which deep down wants to do the will of Hashem. We have to just push away the negativeness. And it's usually what stands in our way is the covet, the respect that we want, what we desire, what we think. But if you could push away and be humble, a person would love to do the will of Hashem. The fact is, that comes to Shoshana Elul, most people get nervous. They don't know what to do with the nervous energy. I always say this in my shul. It gets Elul, they blow the shofar, and everyone gets nervous. The first day is Slichas, the anxiety goes up, and it goes down. Now what? What are you going to do with the anxiety? You have to take time for yourself. One of the most powerful tools for being just a good person for yourself, to live with yourself, is to take time for yourself. And close your door, turn your cell phone off, and talk to Hashem, say, here I am, it's the seventh day, today, the eighth day tonight of Elul. I would love to change. I would love to say I'm sorry for everything I did. I would love to say with a deep I'm sorryness, help me achieve that goal. Talk to Hashem like you talk to a friend. But it doesn't happen unless you take time. Even though many people tell me they take time, they feel tongue-tied, I always say, you know what works for me the best? I start talking exactly what's on my mind. I say to Hashem, I came to talk to you. I don't even know how to start. I'm so full of anxiety. I have so much on my mind. I'm stressed. Just say what's on your mind and you release. And you start talking to Hashem. And you know, Rav Nachman says that Hashem, this is the music to his ears. You know, the whole world catches. You ever notice? We all catch. I want this and I want that. I need panasa, I need health, and I need... we all catch. If we could have clear eyes, we'll hear the scream of every one of the catch. But you know, you come to catch Hashem, and he says, everyone catches. Imagine you tell, you know, if you're married, and your wife is annoyed with you, and you tell her, all I want is to make our relationship better. She'll melt. I remember once doing to my wife, she didn't know what hit her. In the middle of an argument. You tell Hashem, imagine you tell to Hashem, all I want is to be in a better relationship with you. I want to get close to you. So Nachman says, where is Hashem going to listen? To the kretch? The guy says, I want my business to go better, this to go better, that to go better. Or you say, I want to get close to you. God created us to be close to Him. To be madly in love with Him. To have a relationship. But it doesn't, you know, I want you all to change is to take time. I know it's difficult. I know many people tell me that even just closing the door, being alone, makes them nervous. Well, a guy recently told me he lives alone and the television goes 24/7. He likes just the background noise. He says, try for 1 hour, be alone and try to talk to Hashem. And Elul is the time that Hashem opens His love to us. Tzani ledoidi v'doidi li. Then there's another very powerful thing which Rav Nachman teaches over here, and the Tanya says the same idea. Many of the Chassidish Sforim, when you learn Chassidus and you attach yourself to the one who teaches you, to a Rebbe, literally it's the shine of the Rebbe that could shine into your heart. If you learn Torah, you sit down and you say, I want to learn this Torah. I want to bathe in that light. Literally, that light will shine into you. It's the tzaddik is called Pnei Chama, the sun. And we're called the Pnei Levana, the moon. And it literally shines into us. See, the ups and downs has many things. It's our ups and downs. As a nation, we have ups and downs. I always tell people, imagine every day would be the same. Life would be boring. I don't like to quote, but people told me there's a famous movie about that. I just don't like to quote it, but you know, life would be extremely boring. Imagine you wake up, everything the same. And we were created that we don't wake up in the same mood. See, the sun does its job. You know, the sun is incredibly predictable. We could predict the sunrise and sunset for another who knows how many years. He didn't wake up this morning in a bad mood. And a moody person, the sun, you know, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to face the music today. The sun shines. It's software, hardware that Hashem made. We create it with immense challenges. That's why we're here. You got to grab life and live with the challenge. See, when Americans believe like everything should be, you know, TV dinners, everything should be fed, you gotta take life. It's your life, and make life every day a living day. Now, that I want to tell you something that doesn't happen if you don't meditate. It's very difficult. Everyone is busy from morning to night. And why? Oh, it's Elul already. I got to do tshuva. And people just think about it. I got to do it. And got to do it. It never happens. You know, you always think about, I got to call this person up. I got to call this person. It never happens. I got to ring up Hashem. I got to say I'm sorry. But it ain't going to happen. So you got to grab life in your hands and sit down and say to Hashem, here I am, the end of the year. I've lived the whole year. I really want to say I'm sorry for the things that I'm shortcoming. I really want to repent. I want to get close to you. I want to be madly in love with you. So that's, the more you do it, the more you'll feel it. The more you'll grow. The more you'll change. One of the hardest things for us humans is to change, believe it or not. People don't change unless they're in immense pain. That's the unfortunate part of people. But unless you take time for yourself, that will help people to change. And I want to tell you something, if you do make Hizbalah this every day, I'm telling you, you'll have a sweetness, you'll love life. I always say over the story, when I first moved to LA, I said the story more than once, but I want to explain what Hizbalah this does. So I grew up not speaking English, believe it or not, when I came to LA, I learned how to speak English. So I met a guy on the street, and I says, how are you doing? I'm hanging in there. It's the first time I heard the word hanging in there. And for the next hour, what does that mean, hanging in there? And I met him the next week and said, I don't want to hang in there. I want to be there. Hanging in there to me is the guy's just, you know, I notice most people live this way. Why would you want to hang in there? Today should have been a sweet day of life today. But if the reason people hang in there because one thing they're onto one thing to another thing and it's confusing and stop and smell the roses, as they say. Stop your mind from running. And that happens if you take time. I challenge you all, start with 20 minutes. Do not pick up the cell phone. Not the Dixie said, turn the phone off. No one is going to panic if 20 minutes they can't talk to you. And just turn the phone off and just sit there and say to Hashem, here I am. It's the end of the year. I would love to regret what I did. So what I'm coming back to what I said before. The more you do tshuva, the more the sense of the Shem Ekya is with you. The Shem Ekya also represents the crown, Reb Nachman explains. Crown means the self-respect you have for yourself. You know what it really means? It also means that you love yourself. I find people who don't meditate don't like themselves. So the more you tell yourself, this is me, my shortcomings and my longcomings. I came here with a challenging job, every one of us. I always tell myself and tell people, none of us chose our parents. No one chose our siblings, didn't take us through this aisles of Ralph's, choose a father, choose a mother, this is the bed you made. We had no choice. We were raised by this mother and this father, this siblings, this situation, and we are a product of society, and this is who we are right now. Plus, you didn't choose your character. So you have to sit and talk to Hashem and work and say, I would like to live a spiritual life. And we are blessed. One of the greatest blessings that we have time. I asked someone to tell me how much time he wastes on the internet. So he told me there's an app for it. He says, Rabbi, I'm not telling you. Now he's a busy man. He's really, he has a business and he has a family. He's a young, energetic man. We are blessed with time. No one should say, I don't have 20 minutes. And you know, it is such a, we have such a great opportunity to ask for forgiveness and Hashem will forgive us. Not only will He forgive us, He would love us for that. Imagine the Creator of the universe. Our Creator who made us, every one of us over here. And you deeply say, I'm sorry, He's going to love you for that. So the more a person does this, the sweeter your life is going to be. And it's very interesting. This thing of meditating is not, you know, many people say, the Tanya says, the different types of meditation, the Rambam, everyone says, if you want to grow, you want to be spiritual, you must take time. And I tell people when you meditate, it's the biggest therapy that you can imagine. You tell Hashem everything that's in your heart, and you cry to Him, and you really believe that He listens to you. And He wants you. And He's not listening with half an ear. I imagine people go to therapy, half of the therapist's mind is on his own problems. He thinks he's thinking about you. And you're paying that money for it. Yeah, Hashem is all with you. So again, Elul is Ani L'Doidi. Ani L'Doidi, I've said this already once, when you love, it's got to be I love. The Tanya explains, love is lahanchil, lo'yavai yesh. Love has got to be I love you. So a person feels good. You know, when we feel good, we feel I love you. When you're very down, it's like someone being in the hospital, very down, doesn't have the I love you. But you show the person you care, you love. It's incredible soothing. When you're down, you got to tell yourself over and over, V'doidi li, Hashem loves me. Now, how do you find that love? Look at yourself and find the good qualities about yourself. It's not going to make you arrogant. To say, Baruch Hashem, I'm a Jew. I want to grow. I want to regret. I want to do tshuva. One of the themes of this Torah also is what Rav Nachman says, you know, this is not just his theme, this is, the Chiddush Rava says this already, and Sadi Gaon says this, that a person should do tshuva on the tshuva that he did. Let me explain what this means. A very simple, simple way of thing. You know, imagine you by mistake stepped on someone's toe. You have no idea. He says, I'm sorry. Then someone says, you know, he's a senator. Oh, whoa, I'm really sorry. No, he wasn't a senator. He's the vice president. Ay, 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 ay. And then the guy says, no, he was the president's toe. You notice as the higher you make the person, the more you feel really silly that you stepped on his toe. So, Lahavdil, the more you know who Hashem is, this is what I did? the more your mind opens up and you see the greatness of Hashem, how good Hashem is to us. See, we're busy all day long. I need this. We're busy with our needs. I always like when people say he's a very needy person. I always tell people, I don't know anyone who's not needy. The first thing you open your eyes is you got to use the facility, you got to shower. We're all busy with our own needs. We are, but if you think about how we were put into this world, it's incredible the wisdom of Hashem. Just how a body works is mind-boggling. Wisdom, we could live another million years not scratch the wisdom of how we work. Now the whole universe, and that Creator loves you when you do tshuva. So the greater you realize the Creator is, the more silly you felt. Yesterday's I'm sorry. What type of a sorry was that? That was I'm sorry. That was I'm sorry. You say to a friend. The more you realize the greatness of Hashem, the more you do tshuva. But you know, let's start simple. Take time for yourself and sit down and stay. And I would meditate and I would say to Hashem, it's the eighth day of Elul. I haven't started to do tshuva correctly. It's 22 days where I'm going to court. You know, 22 days we're going to have a court date. And the court date is not going to be about, you know, traffic court. It's not a lawsuit. Are we going to live next year or not? We all know people who the last Rosh Hashanah thought they're going to live a whole year, and boom, something happened and they expired. So, I hope you all take this challenge. Take time for yourself. And, you know, discipline, it takes discipline, no question about it. It takes discipline, especially, you know, people. And be alone. And you, the more you do it, the more you're going to love it. And tell yourself, Hashem is right there with you. He loves that you come to Him. And there's no such a thing, no matter how you people say to think to themselves, I have sinned so much. There is no sinner in the world that cannot do tshuva. Sometimes you say, well, I messed up. My mess is a huge mess. There is no mess. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is the darkness of darkness is there with you all the time. Any questions?
So, how do you know what the questions are to ask just by being aware of the focus?
Yeah, you ask. First you ask, I try to say I'm sorry. Then I say to Hashem, you know, my feelings are so not tonight with me. I would love to have bigger sorry. I just say what I'm, you know, you sit down. Rabbi Shalom, I regret what I did. If you know, I feel like, you know, Rabbi Shalom, I wish I could get more. I am so far from you. Help me feel you. Help me feel how foolish I was. Help me get closer to you. Help me feel your presence.
What if you really don't feel so much?
You talk to Hashem. The more you talk, the more your feelings come up. You engage. See, our problem is we don't even date Hashem. At least date Him. Talk to Him. Well, that's true. But we do know. He's asking a very. Yeah. Let me repeat the question. There's two parts to this question. First of all, he asks. That's a very important question when he asks. He says, we don't know our imperfection. We don't know our shortcomings. And we definitely not interested anyone to tell us our shortcomings. Anyone tells our shortcomings, we get annoyed, insulted, hurt. And every, so the truth is that certain things we do know we're wrong. Let's be honest. Certain things we know clearly this was wrong, it's a bad habit, I should stop doing it, it's not right, I have to stop. There's certain things we all know. But then there's also things that you have to learn. You do have to learn more Torah to learn what is the right thing. What is kashrus? Am I keeping kosher? Am I speaking too much gossip? Am I keeping tznius? Am I keeping Shabbos Yom Tov the right way? You got to learn. That's true. We got to educate ourselves. But we got to start. You know what I mean? We got to have a relationship with Hashem. Most of us only think about Hashem when things go wrong. Someone told me that gosh in English meant they didn't want to say G-O-D, so they say gosh. Most people, they say Yetz Hashem, they don't even think about Hashem. Hashem is not a reality in most minds. So when you start talking, this talking to Hashem makes Hashem a reality. Finally realize, yes, He created me. I always think to when I meditate, I did zero for my body. I could fill up the tank. Yes. And my hard work of my wife to make the food. But, you know, I did nothing. I didn't choose my height, my weaknesses, my strength. I was created by Hashem as is. Isn't that amazing? And we walk around thinking, who knows who we are. But the more you talk to Him, the more you bring life up into yourself of Hashem, you get connected. Yes.
The other part of this question was, how do you deal with like the lack of feedback? Because I know, like, my wife and I fight. That's what we do. But there's an immediate reaction. I can immediately see she's upset.
Yeah, that's true. We don't. That's the challenge. The challenge of our relationship with Hashem. It's a one-way relationship. But the more you do it, you do feel Hashem. It's not like, you know, it's not like you want to, it's the more you do it, you do feel the presence of Hashem. But it takes time. It really takes time.
Do you feel the presence?
Yes, if you meditate, you do feel the presence of Hashem. No question. Anyone who meditates will tell you that.
It must be a great pleasure, so you do it often
every day. Every day I try to do 1 hour. I meditate, I pray. I'm not going to sit through 1 hour. I don't tell you stop for 1 hour. People ask me, how could you meditate? I want to tell you something. If I would have to run around this room, I'll be out of breath. I'm totally out of shape. There was a lady in my shul 4 years ago, ran the marathon, which is, what is, how many miles? 26 miles? 26. I asked her, how did you do it? She says, Rabbi, I trained 1 year to do that. When the Boston bombing went, I noticed there was a picture, a 70-year-old man was jogging. He didn't stop that day to jog. He practiced the whole year for that thing.
Actually, somebody in India started at the age 100, he did a marathon, and he said, I started the training after my wife of 7 years back.
It took time. So your meditation works the same way. You start building your mind to focus. It's a muscle. So you do it for 10 minutes, and the next day you work on it, you do it longer and longer. The muscles of the mind is the same. There are people, secular people, sitting in yoga meditating for hours long, or breathing meditations, other type. I'm going to tell you a cute story. I have a very close friend of mine, once calls me from time to time, and he calls me up, and it was 7 o'clock here, it's 9 o'clock in New York. He asked me a question, I says, and I always tease him, Moshe, did you meditate? He tells me, you know, it's 10 o'clock in the evening, I'm not going to have time today. Okay. I say, Moshe, I need 20 minutes of your time to discuss something. You have time? Yeah, I have time for you. So he says, you just gave me 20 minutes, I'm going to give you right back to you. And I'll meditate. Look, if I would offer a person $100 for every 20 minutes meditation, I would have a lot of meditators. If 100 doesn't do it, 200 for sure would do it.
How is your sentiment about yoga and other transcendental
That's a long discussion. That's not for now. Another time. Okay.